Welcome into the CSS DFS Fantasy Focus Football Podcast presented by Geico. Guys, I am excited to be here. Mike Clay sitting here to my left. Freaking Mike Clay. How you doing, buddy?
Freaking Mike Clay. Is that my name this
Mike
year?
Mike Freaking Clay.
Mike Freaking Clay.
Yeah, okay. How about that one?
All right. I'll take it.
You take
that's
that?
There's a hint of excitement in there.
I'm excited to be here with you, bud.
I'm here for it. Look, we're recording this on Thursday afternoon or morning, really. It's almost the afternoon. And football starts tonight.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
I cannot wait for football tonight. For someone who is the morning right now, L.A. Smooth Al Zeidenfeld joining us from Los Angeles. What's up, baby?
How's it going, guys? I'm glad to be here. It's very much the morning here on the left coast. Entirely the morning right now.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, 11:15 for us, 8:15 out in the left coast. But
so here's the thing. We're going to do this again this year. Second year of the DFS podcast. Every Thursday, we're going to come to you. Me, Mike, and Al bring you all the best DFS information that you guys could ever possibly want. We're looking at quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. We will go down that every single week. Normally, this is the point of the show where we will recap how poorly we did from the week before or how well we did if you're Al, not if you're Mike or I. But we don't have that this week. So one of the things that we're going to do, I think we're just going to sort of move ahead and, you know what we're going to do? We're going to tell people to join our weekly contest. Do you know we have a weekly contest again this year?
What?
That's right. Weekly contest, unlimited participants, free to enter, $500 in weekly prizes. Mike and I are going to tweet out the link for you guys to be able to join us. You can get into it and it will be fantastic. So no issues there. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're ramping it up too. $500 in weekly prizes here in week number one.
I know.
I think we did 200 last year.
We
so
did.
Even more capital for your account. And did you mention free to enter?
Free to enter.
Free to, $0. You can win $500 in weekly prizes. So I'm excited. We're going to participate as well.
Yes, we are.
Throw our lineups in there, and we're gonna try to take that cash.
You can play against all three of us. Yeah, I'm not going to... Listen, you guys got to earn it. We're not just going to give it to you.
This is true. Although we did last year.
Yeah, DraftKings did last year. But anyways, let's get into some football, guys. That's what everyone is here for. Mike, I'm going to start with you. Let's talk about some quarterbacks here. Looks like Josh Allen is the quarterback you want to focus on.
Yeah, not my favorite guy in redraft this year in fantasy drafts. So a little nervous about his throwing, but on a weekly basis, everything changes, right? We know he's going to be the starter. We know he's going to have a good matchup this week. So I have him projected a little over 21 points. He comes in at $6,500, and he'll face off with the New York Jets, a defense that obviously took a hit during the offseason. We know Allen is good in fantasy. He was the number six scoring fantasy quarterback last year. And look, the Jets defense was already mid-pack against quarterbacks last season. And that was with one of the best defensive players in the NFL, Jamal Adams. Yep. Obviously, he is no longer on the team. They also had Leonard Williams for a half a season. So this defense, I think, is one of the worst in the NFL on paper. It sets up well for Josh Allen facing off with guys like Pierre Desir and Bless Austin as the perimeter corners for the Jets this week. Also, last season, against Greg Williams' Jets defense, opposing quarterbacks ran the ball 73 times. That was third most in the NFL. So we know Allen adds a lot of value with his legs. I think this is an upgrade, and he's a good play at his value here.
Love that.
Good value, at, I should say.
Good value
good
at his value.
Good play at his value.
Good
I don't play think that, at makes,
his value. That man
good,
makes
good,
sense.
Good play at his price.
Yeah.
That works.
Good value at his price point.
Put him in your lineup.
Yeah. Okay. Just put him in your lineup.
Just do it.
Al, I want to talk with you because I am excited about your quarterback. You've got Cam Newton going up against the Miami Dolphins, $6,100. Any concern about a first-year quarterback in a new system going up against the Dolphins here in week one?
No. I'm always on the athletic quarterbacks, especially in DFS, because of the floor and upside that their rushing ability gives them, just like Josh Allen. Mike's quarterback, I'm going with Cam Newton at a slightly cheaper price point here. And he goes up against what last year was a fantasy carnival in the Miami Dolphins defense. Now, that defense has slightly improved from last year. They probably won't be as bad as they were, but massive favorites here are the Patriots. In the last 15 wins that Cam Newton's had, he's averaged 23.5 fantasy points per game. Miami was terrible on short passes, which is the way that New England attacked them last year. And think about how the quarterback sneak from Tom Brady over the last, 34 years that he was the Patriots quarterback has been undefeated. Now you've got somebody like Cam Newton And think about what Josh McDaniels and crew can scheme up for him once they get inside the 5-yard line, especially with the injuries to their goal line back, as we always know that the Patriots running backs are a three-headed monster. So I love Cam this season, and I especially love Cam at his price this week.
Heck yeah. I also love uber-athletic quarterbacks. That's why Ryan Fitzpatrick is my guy I'm going to talk about. His arm is uber-athletic. Maybe.
You like his beard, actually.
His beard looks pretty good. Athletic. His beard is athletic. Here's the deal, though. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the cheapest starter out there this week, going up against the New England Patriots, $5,300. And I'm kind of looking at it from the opposite point of view from Al. Same point, but opposite point, where if I think the Patriots are going to score a bunch and I'm looking at the Dolphins, I don't feel like they've got a great running game. Fitzmagic could just have to throw it a ton, and especially with getting that 300-yard bonus in DraftKings, I like the idea, and I was able to put together a lineup that I enjoyed of using Fitzpatrick at the cheapest price point and then being able to apply that money somewhere else within the draft. So we'll talk about maybe people that we will stack with our quarterbacks if we're interested in that kind of a thing as we move along. But a couple other quick hitters, Mike, if you have at the quarterback position.
Yeah, and, you know, when we mention these at the end throughout the season, it's going to be kind of guys off our chart, which you can get at ESPN Plus. We're going to have this chart. I'm going to update it a few times during the week with our great values, our bad values, so forth and so on, at each position over at DraftKings. So, you know, Cam and Fitzpatrick were both on that list. I talked about Josh Allen as well. Dwayne Haskins is on that list as well because he's essentially a punt. He's the cheapest quarterback in the main slate at $5,000 there for that Washington offense. So like him. And there's just a couple other names. Tom Brady, I think, is a good value if you want to spend up at the position. And also Derek Carr and, dare I say, Mitch Trubisky as well. Again, he's only going to cost you $5,400. So a couple other names to consider there. Let's talk, before we jump into running backs here, let's talk a little bit about Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your dog to make you breakfast in bed?
Yep.
With Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote?
Exactly.
As nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen, Daniel.
Dang it.
But at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15%. When you switch by October 7th, visit geico.com to learn more.
Let's talk about saving an extra 15% because Josh Jacobs is a guy that I feel like is a little bit undervalued in this DraftKings slate. I love his price point. I believe $6,800, Mike Clay. He's a running back that you like a lot, too.
That's right. You must have been looking because you knew that off the top of your head. $6,800 is right on the money, right? So I like him here traveling across the country. The Raiders, believe it or not, favored on the road, traveling all the way from Las Vegas to Carolina against his Panthers defense. Now, look, we know volume is king. He's going to get the rock. He was seventh in rushing as a rookie, and that was with three missed games. The guy is going to get most of the carries in this offense. Now, the Panthers defense, this is where it gets really interesting. 15 Panthers defenders played 300 or more snaps last season. Four are still on that roster. They have cleaned house. They're going super young defensively. They're going to start two rookies on the defensive line, most likely. Luke Kuechly is gone. There's holes all over this defense. They already were really bad against running backs last season. Most rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, highest yards per carry, most fantasy points allowed. And then they clean house. I mean, Jacobs could have a huge week one. So for me, it's $6,800. That's an easy call. I want him in my lineup.
Okay. That sounds easy. Al, talk to us about Miles Sanders going up against the Washington football team.
I mean, Sanders is just a little bit too cheap. He was the first guy that when salaries came out, when I looked at them, was like, he's priced well below everybody else at the position, especially with his skill set, with DraftKings being full PPR and his involvement in the passing game. He's not somebody that needs 25 touches to really get there. Like Josh Jacobs, Mike's running back, in an absolutely great spot, especially with the defense that he's facing. However, his involvement in the passing game last year wasn't all that great. Miles Sanders doesn't need the 25 touches that Josh Jacobs needs to go off. Miles Sanders, if he gets 18 to 20, with four or five of those coming through the air, with the touchdown equity that he has going up against this Washington football team, with the usage that he got last December, if he can just repeat that, and it does look like he will, he's going to absolutely smash.
I love it. We're looking for running backs that are going to absolutely smash when we get him into our lineup, Al. I think that's what we're looking for, right?
You want smash plays in every spot. You want those little fire emojis on DraftKings is what you're looking for.
Well, I know one player that always seems to have that fire emoji next to him, and this is my running back. It's CMC, $10,000. I understand that's a lot of money, but listen, we were spending 10 grand on CMC last year and felt like it was a good value there, in part because he hit the 100-yard rushing bonus or he had over 14 points as a pass catcher in 13 of 14 games last season when he wasn't playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, he's just money in the bank every single week. I wanted to try and find a way that I could get both Josh Jacobs a little bit cheaper and CMC in my lineup. Spoiler alert. And I think I found a way to be able to do that. So love CMC here. Even though he's a little bit more expensive, he's just going to get so much work as he always does. Mike, give us a couple other running backs here that you like in case you don't want to go with any of those top three.
Yeah, and by the way, McCaffrey in the 85th percentile of our value board. So I'm with you there. Like him even at that cost. If you're scared off by that, you could still fire him up. He's very likely to pay that one off. So a couple other names. Speaking of spending up on running backs, these guys are a lot less than McCaffrey, but still Alvin Kamara, Dalvin Cook, like both of them. Kenyon Drake even, I think, is a great value. And then if you want to save a couple bucks, how about Antonio Gibson and Kerryon Johnson from the Detroit Lions? And DeAndre Swift, we don't expect to play a typical role that'll play 5 weeks from now in his NFL debut. And Adrian Peterson just joined the team, so maybe not a huge role. But I think Kerryon Johnson is probably going to pay off his very low price point this week just based on the fact that he's going to start for the Lions.
There's a question as to whether or not him or Adrian Peterson, because you'd think that like with AP, maybe knowing Daryl Bevel, he could get some work there. But even so, Kerryon understands that offense. He's been there for a long time. I would like to think that they'll work AP in and that Kerryon could be a really good value there.
Yeah, so. And Kerryon 4,400, right? So it's you're spending a lot on him. He's one of the lowest priced running backs among guys who expect to play a big role in the main slate. So
absolutely.
Maybe a little bit of a punt feel there, but it wouldn't surprise anybody if he had 15 touches in this game.
No, absolutely not. All right, guys, whatever you want to protect, nobody has more ways to help you save than ADT. You can customize an ADT security package to help protect your home in a way that works for you and your budget. Whether you want just the basics or all the bells and whistles, ADT can work with you to customize a system to help protect your home. They've got HD video doorbells, indoor and outdoor cameras, smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats, flood sensors, and fire and carbon monoxide detectors that are connected to 24/7 monitoring controlled by the sound of your voice or the ADT app. All ADT products are rigorously tested to deliver the quality you expect from ADT, the most trusted name in security. That's in large part due to ADT's expert installers averaging over 10 years of experience in the field. ADT wants you to be happy with your service. That's why they provide one of the best money-back guarantees from a national security provider. Please support ADT because they support us to help keep this show free. Give them some love over at ADT. All right, guys, let's move on to some wide receivers. We're moving at a good pace here, getting a lot of information out, Mike, but this one feels a little bit too close to home for me. I'm going to need you to convince me this wasn't a homer pick. DeSean Jackson, because in all honesty, great value here. Like with what that Eagles offense has going on. Talk to me about DeSean Jackson.
Well, let me ask you this. Was DeSean Jackson a good value in week one against Washington last season?
I believe the answer is yes.
Yes, it would be.
Okay,
yes. His only full game of his career with Carson Wentz, 10 targets, 8 catches, 154 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Now, I get it. It's one game. But he was, you know, I don't want to say a full-time player. He wasn't playing every snap. But he was playing a pretty sizable role when they were throwing the football. And that will be, of course, the case in this game, a game in which he'll probably be their pretty clear number one wide receiver. Why? Well, Alshon Jeffrey, not going to play in week one. Jalen Reagor, the rookie first-round pick, unlikely to play this week. And even if he does, we don't expect a major role. So in steps DeSean Jackson, who I think scores right around 20 points in this game. He prices out at 4,900 against this Washington defense. He's actually the 36th highest-priced wide receiver in at the main slate. So that is a discount, I think. And here's the thing. The Washington defense was pretty bad last year stopping the pass, right? Among the 6 worst defenses in yards per target and catch rate, they allowed 22 touchdowns to wide receivers. That was third most. And I know we don't want to get too caught up in last season's information, especially data like this, but they didn't really improve their defense. You know, the defensive line's pretty good, but the secondary is still in rough shape. Old friend Ronald Darby, Kendall Fuller, and Fabian Moreau probably going to play the most snaps at cornerback. It just sets up for Jackson to have a big game. So especially at this price point, he's a guy I want in my lineup, especially in a tournament setting.
Yeah. All right, Al, talk to me about the other side of that game. Terry McLaurin going up against the Eagles secondary. What is it like? What is it that you like about scoring McLaurin this week?
Mostly everything.
Okay.
There's I'm a big proponent of second year wide receivers. Obviously, McLaurin older as a second year wide receiver than some other younger guys like DJ Moore when he went into his second season. There's typically a jump in wide receivers when they go to that second season. This season, obviously, a different second season for all these guys than any other because no mini camps, no preseason games, everything else. But the volume that he had last year, if we jump that up to like the 125, 130 target range over the course of a season, that puts McLaurin into somewhat rarefied air. When you also factor in that he was, what, tied for 14th last year in terms of end zone targets, the highest leverage targets that any wide receiver can get or any pass catcher can get. One catch ends up with 7 DraftKings points plus the yardage. Yes, he has a matchup with Slay, as Mike noted on the Fantasy Focus podcast and in his wide receiver cornerbacks article. And usually Mike and I agree on pretty much everything, but for me, I don't usually shy away from anything but maybe the best of the best wide receiver cornerback matchups. Yes, there might be a little bit of a drop in efficiency for that pass catcher, but volume can override that. And with Slay coming off a season where he was 147th overall cornerback as graded, or defensive back as graded by PFF, and the 129th coverage cornerback, it's not a matchup that I'm going to shy away from, especially with the volume coming his way, where they should be trailing for most of the game and in throw mode constantly.
Man.
Well, two things here. First of all, I agree with you, Al. I think that just because he's going up against Slay doesn't mean you have to bench him completely or avoid, especially in a tournament setting. You know, he's a perfectly fine play. We've seen Darius Slay give up huge games against other receivers.
All right, calm down. Okay.
I mean, that wasn't Detroit. I mean, he's in a winning organization.
It just
now,
felt
so
personal. It felt like you looked at me and specifically said it.
I did. This is all.
He was staring right through you when you said that.
Definitely. So, look, he's 5,600. I'm with you. He actually is a value despite a downgrade for the matchup. And also, his nickname is McLaurin F1.
Oh, that's so right. That's McLaurin F1. I forgot.
He likes that nickname. He specifically mentioned it.
He does
not like Scary Terry. He doesn't like any of that other nonsense.
All right.
It's F1.
Not Torin McLaurin.
F1.
No, definitely
not. Scary Terry?
All right.
Nope. Okay.
No, he really does not like Scary Terry.
I'm going to quickly talk about a wide receiver that I like. You guys can tell me if I'm smart or not. Preston Williams going up against the New England Patriots. Only $4,500 this week. I like him in part because of the ability to stack a quarterback really cheap in Ryan Fitzpatrick with a wide receiver that is also really cheap in Preston Williams. He out-targeted Devontae Parker 59-50 through 9 weeks last year, and his 21.1% target share over that stretch was just behind Kenny Galladay. So he was getting a ton of work early on, a guy that they definitely liked, came on and looked fantastic, then ended up getting hurt. I'm really excited and hopeful that we'll see that maturation process continue, and we'll see him continue to take that next step. My goal is that Devontae Parker sees that number one coverage there and that he's able to take advantage of maybe a softer secondary there with some opportunities not being guarded by a number one cornerback.
Yeah, it is a tough matchup against New England's secondary,
definitely,
which we know is fantastic, but I'm with you. If Devontae Parker just gets shut down by Stephon Gilmore, perhaps that opens up more targets for Williams. Just keep in mind, the last time Miami played New England, Parker actually had a good game against Gilmore. He was one of the only players to take advantage of him last year, so I was surprised by that, and maybe that gives Ryan Fitzpatrick more ammunition to throw Parker's way. But nonetheless, I agree with you at $4,500. That's a decent value.
I believe Parker was at 6,000 or 6,100, so you're getting almost a $1,500 discount.
Yep, 6,000. Yeah, exactly. So,
well, speaking of these prices, now is the time to celebrate because football is back. Wait a second, Mike Clay, we had some quick hitters. Dang it, I jumped the...
Come on.
This is on me.
Them preseason episodes.
Quick hitters for some wide receivers. Mike, before I talk about DraftKings, give us some other guys that you like.
Let's see here. How about guys you want to spend up on? Actually, I like a few guys you could spend up on. Devontae Adams, DeAndre Hopkins in his Cardinals debut, and Adam Thielen. And then Odell Beckham and T.Y. Hilton are the guys that jump out as the other top values we talked about. T.Y. Hilton. Yeah, like him a lot. He's going up against Jacksonville, so obviously they've kind of just... There's no Jalen Ramsey shadow situation for sure there. So
yep.
Those are some big names on that list. We talked about some of the better values there with like Preston Williams and DeSean Jackson, but it seems like a good week. There's definitely some options if you want to spend up in cash games at wide receiver.
Absolutely. I would have thought Paris Hilton would have made that list, but I'm surprised you went into that.
Oh,
direction.
Weird. That's weird you said that.
Now is the time to celebrate because football is back, everybody. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you in the center of this weekend's action with over $8 million up for grab across all their contests. To kick off this season, DraftKings is giving new users a free shot at a $1 million top prize with your first deposit when you use code FOCUS during your sign-up. Get in on the action right now. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every run, pass, and catch means more with a DraftKings lineup. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition, all right? Nothing that DraftKings has ever done has been this exciting, guys. I'm telling you right now.
Whoa.
They have paid out billions of dollars to winners.
Millions,
since
you mean.
Billions with a B. Yes, on that Matthew Berry kind of money, billions of dollars to winners since 2012. So they know a thing or two about cold, hard cash. Download the DraftKings app right now. Use the code FOCUS. For a limited time, new users get a free shot at a $1 million top prize and compete for over $8 million in prizes across all contests. Don't miss the extra special week one bonus, guys. Enter the code FOCUS to get a free shot at $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's code FOCUS, only at DraftKings. Make it rain with a minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. My favorite part of the show, Mike, tight ends. Tight ends is one of those spots where you can really find some good value. Sometimes I like when you're being able to find a great pass catcher here. And you've got one that I like a lot in Jack Doyle, Mike. Talk to me about Jack Doyle with his new quarterback, Philip Rivers.
Yeah, and I actually wrote in my notes here, Rivers! Exclamation point.
That's it?
Rivers! That's it. That's the end of the analysis.
All right, Al, what do you want to talk about?
All right, let's take a little deeper dive here for those people that don't. I mean, that should be enough, I think.
That should be enough, but anyway, just in case.
We'll continue. So, Jack Doyle, only 3,600, right? So, first of all, he's a 20th price tight end, which makes him a borderline punt. I mean, 3,600, that's not going to cost you much. But, Rivers! Exclamation point. The Chargers rank 5th in fantasy points over the past decade to the tight end position. Rivers likes that spot. We saw with Antonio Gates and Hunter Henry and other guys that kind of stepped in there. Ladarius Green even at times. So we know he takes advantage of that position. The other part of it is one of his former coaches, Frank Reich. 4 years of play calling for Frank Reich. All four of his tight end units ranked no lower than 11th in routes and fantasy points, no lower than 10th in targets and receptions, 8th in yardage and touchdowns, 5th in OTD, 2nd in end zone targets. So that's pretty much every category you'd consider for fantasy, and they have been near the top of the NFL at that position. And then the other part of it is we might say, well, Mike, I'm a little worried about Trey Burton playing a big role. You know, they signed him, brought him in to play a role as a pass catcher. Well, he's out. He's on IR for 3 weeks. So it should be the Jack Doyle show. He should be the highly targeted tight end in this offense. And the Jags D, honestly, is not very good. I know they did well against Doyle last season, but they've lost four of their top six defenders in terms of snaps. A.J. Boye, Ronnie Harrison, Calais Campbell, Yannick Ngakoue. I mean, it's just not a good defense. They are rebuilding much like Carolina. So Doyle is set up for a big week. And at that price point, he looks like a steal on paper.
Okay. Al, I want to talk to you about the tight end that you have here because you have Zach Ertz against the Washington football team. And I think it's interesting. I want to know why you like Zach Ertz here against Washington. But I also want to know the strategy behind this because it looks like, you know, you talked about Miles Sanders a little bit earlier, pairing a pass-catching tight end with a running back from the same team.
To me, volume is king, and volume versus price is something that's extremely important. So it might cap your upside if you have too many players from one team or one game, right? Because I talked about Terry McLaurin as well, especially when that game has a total that's decreasing. So while I probably am not going to full-on stack this game, I don't mind playing a running back and a pass catcher from the same team if their prices on DraftKings warrant it.
Sure.
And I think that both of these do, especially with a few things going in Ertz's favor. One, anytime D-Jax is on the field, historically he has improved his quarterback's play in terms of yards per attempt, in terms of the quarterback's efficiency. And we also have it on Ertz's side whenever, you know, Philly has no wide receivers on the outside to throw to or less wide receivers for Wentz to throw to on the outside. We've seen Ertz pile up 10, 11, 14 target games, and he's the fourth priced tight end on this slate and could easily finish this week as the number one tight end based on all that volume. So all of those things combined, and then you consider the matchup where, you know, Washington allowed opponents to complete a league high 65.7% of the red zone passes last year, and Ertz sees the lion's share of those on the Eagles. There's a lot of paths to success here at 5,800.
Heck yeah, a lot of paths to success there. Not a great defense going up against, so regardless of how the rest of that Eagles offense looks, him and Carson Wentz just always seem to be on the same page. So I love that call, Al. I'm going to go cheap here. And this is in order to be able to work my lineup. This is what I end up having to do. I love Jack Doyle. Tried to find a way to be able to make him work, Mike, but I couldn't. Ended up going with Chris Herndon, only $3,100. But listen, if Chris Herndon can get in the end zone, that basically right there is going to, you know, between the catch and the yardage is going to make my point. So I am hoping that Chris Herndon at $3,100, I was at a spot where with the rest of my lineup, I really liked where it was at. And I had to figure out whether I wanted to pull someone else out or find a tight end that I felt like was going to have good reps, going to be on the field at least. And I'm going to at least, you know, I can try and go with him. So I don't love Chris Herndon from the standpoint of like the matchup is not great. Obviously, we talk about with Buffalo. But from a price and where I was looking at for the rest of my roster construction, he fit in here knowing that he's going to play a fair amount. So
yeah.
Is that ridiculous, Mike?
No. He's actually $3,300, and still I have him at the second best value
thank
at
you.
Tight end. You're welcome.
Great.
I know that's a big
I did say $3,100. I apologize.
But people
that.
Are taking notes at home. I just want to make sure we got that nailed down. But nonetheless, I do like him a lot against the Bills. He's severely underpriced, one of the lowest priced tight ends in this main slate, and he should not be because – you know, when you saw him for a full season a couple of years ago, he was terrific. He was, after week five, he was a top 10 fantasy tight end. From that point on, that's almost unheard of for a rookie. And his efficiency in terms of yards per target was one of the best among rookie tight ends over the past 13 years. And that has been a signal of success for tight ends in this league. So he could be a breakout player this season. And I think, especially if you want to throw a dart in a tournament, that's an excellent place to go.
Heck yeah. There's a couple other tight ends here that we want to mention because I think there's a lot of good value here. Mike, give us a couple more names that you like.
Yeah, and actually on my value list were Ertz and Herndon, so love that. Obviously, you two guys covered them well. And then, if you want to spend up, I think it's a good week to do that. Mark Andrews and Darren Waller join Ertz as top values at that position. Honestly, George Kittle's on that list, too. He's up there. So those guys, there's some separation. We knew that drafting this year, right? We knew there was some separation with those top guys, and it shows up in the values here in week number one.
Heck yeah. All right, guys, we're at the point of the show where we're going to give you our lineups, where we decided to make our own lineups. We go head-to-head against each other and all of you. I'm excited to see how these lineups work out for week one. Do you remember how we finished last year? Doesn't matter. I probably won. Mike, why don't you give us your weekly lineup for week one?
Yeah, so, and we did a little different last year, right? You and I made a lineup.
Yep.
I won 15 out of the 20 matchups. Anyway,
15 out of 20. Was it really 15 to 20?
Yeah, 15 wins for me, 5 for you. Yeah.
Wow.
All of them at the beginning of the season.
Guys, I won
anyway.
5 games over Mike Clay. You know how impressive that is?
Wow, that is impressive.
That is
wow,
impressive.
I'm offended, actually. Wow, I got to do better this year. But anyway, Al would pick a winner who
he
thought would win between the two of us. This year, Al's going to set a lineup. And we also have a new feature here where we're going to do a high ceiling lineup as
Ooh.
Well. So an optimal high ceiling lineup. I basically added our variance ceilings to all of our projections and then ran the optimizer and pulled that out. So we're going to put that up against Al's lineup and our lineup as well. So.
And that optimizer that you talked about, just again, it's available on ESPN Plus. You can go on there and see great values to be able to look at who we like and who we don't like at different positions. And by we, I mean Mike and his big, beautiful
brain.
The
projections that power the actual fantasy game, right? The
sure.
season, you know, the game that you're playing. It's those same projections. They're just applied to DraftKings prices, and we pull the values and optimal lineup. So
love it.
That being said, here is my lineup for week number one. Again, we're basically setting cash game lineups for you and I going head-to-head here. So Josh Allen is my quarterback. We talked about him. Alvin Kamara, Josh Jacobs, and Miles Sanders at running back. You gotta love that. I mean, geez, three-star running backs. And then you could still fit Devontae Adams in somehow at wide receiver along with T.Y. Hilton and Preston Williams and Jack Doyle at tight end. So I got a pair of Colts there against that Jags defense. And then I'm going to essentially punt defense. I'm going with Miami against Cam Newton and his Patriots debut, putting him up against the Patriots. So not expecting a lot from that unit, but I'm stacked everywhere else, so I'm very happy with this lineup.
Okay.
All right, Daniel, what do you got?
So my lineup, I've got Ryan Fitzpatrick at my quarterback position. I have CMC and Josh Jacobs as my two running backs. My three wide receivers, I love Julian Edelman going up against Miami with Cam. I think $6,000 is a good price point for him there. Allen Robinson, $6,500, a little bit more than I wanted to spend, but I also know how tough he's going to play that Detroit secondary. With no Darius Slade there, there's a good chance that he could continue to dominate. A-Rob is just always good, regardless of who his quarterback is. Preston Williams as my stack with Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then I've got Chris Herndon at tight end and Scary Terry McLaurin. Is that what you said it was? No, F1 McLaurin.
You're offending him, not me.
As my flex. And then I've actually got Washington. If I looked at the two as well, Mike, and in choosing my defense between Washington and Miami, I was like, which other side is going to score less points, the Eagles or the Patriots? I don't like Washington's defense as much as I like the Dolphins' defense. I think the Dolphins are definitely a better defense. But I'm just hoping that maybe the Eagles struggle a little bit more with, you know, a little bit less on offense there. So
yeah, they may. And they remember, Washington has a good defensive line, so maybe they get some sacks.
Yeah, they got,
you know, maybe
they've
got a fumble, you know, a force of fumble. So
yeah,
I definitely understand that for sure.
Al, why don't you give us your weekly lineup and we'll see where it compares with Mike and I.
Okay, so I'm not trying to put up an optimal lineup here. I'm trying to build a game theory tournament lineup, guys that might come in at a lower percentage in tournaments, as well as having quarterbacks stacked with a pass catcher, a player on the other side in case that game shoots out, and then a secondary stack with two players from another game. So for me, my quarterback was Lamar Jackson. I'm paying up there to be a little bit contrarian because DraftKings is very tight this week in terms of pricing and tough to find value. I went with Alvin Kamara and Miles Sanders at running back, who I think will get me enough volume and especially all that work in the passing game. My stack at wide receiver with Lamar is going to be Marquise Brown. I think he's going to see increased volume this season, and that upside is still there with his big splash plays. I brought it back with Jarvis Landry there with the amount of targets that he should get for Cleveland, and then I went with a secondary stack from the game that I think is most likely to shoot out, which is Seattle and Atlanta with DK Metcalf and Calvin Ridley, and I punted tight end like the ultimate punt play. I'm not concerned with the floor from these guys. I'm shooting for ceiling only here. I either want – it's the Ricky Bobby lineup is
sure.
What I'm building, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you ain't first, you're last. So I went with Logan Thomas from the Washington football team, who I think is going to be on the field, very athletic, former quarterback in college, and should be involved. And like I said, they're going to be playing from behind a ton. Went with the Lions defense because when I'm looking at defenses, I pay less attention to how many points against they're going to get. I want to see how many times the opposing quarterback is going to drop back. And I think that this Lions-Bears game is one that could be up in pace, which means more pass attempts, which means more opportunities for that Lions defense to score via sacks, fumbles, interceptions, touchdowns.
All right, good stuff. Love it, love it. And I'm glad we have a tournament lineup that
Me
we're
too.
Doing this year. That's great stuff. And, of course, from someone who's won the Millie Maker, Al Seidenfeld. So great stuff, Al. Love that for sure. Let's talk about our upside optimal lineup.
Yeah, bring it.
Remember, like I said, this isn't going to have stacks. It's not as well thought out as Al's in terms of lineup construction. It's just players that show up as a potentially high ceiling lineup. So Teddy Bridgewater, a quarterback. You're going to hear some redundancies here too. Josh Jacobs, Kenyon Drake, and Miles Sanders at running back. Adam Thielen, Devontae Adams, DeSean Jackson, a lot of upside there. Wide receiver, Chris Herndon at tight end, and the Seahawks defense playing against Atlanta. So that's the... Just a couple other names to think about, guys that have some ceiling to them.
Heck yeah. All right, Mike, if you're going to play tonight, if you're listening to this on Thursday night, you're going to do a showdown captain Thursday Night Football optimal lineup. Just give us a couple what names do you like here? Who would you put in your captain spot to start with?
Yeah, more optimal lineups right here. Here's
your
Thursday Night Football showdown captain optimal lineup. DeSean Watson is the captain.
He's going to be good.
I've heard he's good.
He should be good.
Yes.
The assumption here is that it's just going to be a high-scoring game. They're going to have to throw a ton because it's just against the Chiefs. Everyone played against Mahomes, so like the idea is he's just going to throw a whole bunch.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I'm also using Patrick Mahomes in the flex, right?
Wow.
So, by the way, if you're not familiar with this format, for the captain spot, you pay time and a half, basically, for his price that he would be listed at, but you also get time and a half for the points, too.
It's pretty nice.
To use a random term, time and a half. But anyway, you get the point. So that's what you get from the captain. Mahomes would just be regular old points and salary in the flex, along with Travis Kelce, Harrison Butker, Duke Johnson, and Darrell Williams, who I would not be surprised if he finds the end zone on 7 or 8 carries for the Chiefs.
Darrell Williams being $1,800 in this optimal lineup is just unreal.
Right. So for comparison, DeSean Watson as your captain is $17,700. Williams basically a punt at 1,800 allows you to get Watson, Mahomes, and Kelce in there.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine if he gets they pull CEH out at the goal line because he's had been a long sustained drive and Darrell Williams is there and he just, you know, here's a 2-yard touchdown.
Yeah, well, last season he had 5 carries inside the 5 to Darrell Williams. LeSean McCoy had 7 and Damien Williams was behind both of those guys. So it just shows you he was already used in that role last season. Very well could be this season as well.
That is so great. This was a ton of fun. Week 1. I'm excited to keep doing this with you guys. Again, we have a weekly contest with unlimited participants. It is free to enter, $500 in weekly prizes. We'll be back next week when we do this. Al, where can people find you online?
You can find me at Al Seidenfeld on Twitter, my YouTube channel, Twitch. I'm basically on every social media, TikTok, whatever. Find me everywhere. Just search for Al Smizzle on Google. You'll find me.
Al Smizzle.
Al Smizzle.
My @MikeClay NFL.
Yes, that would be me on Twitter and Instagram. Easy enough. And sign up for ESPN Plus to get this DFS value chart for
it
sure.
It is so
and,
great.
And wide receiver cornerback matchups will be on there. All that fun stuff. So I'm ready to go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Season's coming.
The Fantasy Show with Matthew Berry and I is also on ESPN Plus. So not only do you get all of Mike's really smart stuff, but then you get to watch me take my shirt off and Matthew do a bunch of other stuff with some puppets. So, like, definitely worth the $4.99 a month to be able to help bring home a little bit of extra bacon. I'm excited about it. Week one, it is finally here. I can't believe that we got to this point.
It is here. It was fun. Last year was fun. We had a lot of success with this show, so we'll try to match it.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, maybe even do a little better.
For the rest of week one, guys, enjoy everything you're doing. Please be safe. Have fun watching football, and don't forget to love each other. We'll see you guys next week.